two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Music unites us. Our love of it connects us with each other through an international language of melody and rhythm. We all have our unique, subjective musical likes and dislikes. And sometimes there's a hit song that everyone loves and you just can't stand it. Here's mine. A global hit for Bette Midler. Everyone loved it. Not me. I couldn't turn it off fast enough. Bette Midler was not the first to record this song. Who was?
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You are the wind beneath my wings.
Yes, Kamal. He told the story on Spicks and Specks.
How did
the
you
first
do it?
Ever, oh. The first ever commercial recording of The Wind Beneath My Wings was in 1982. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and went to record some country and western songs, so to speak, you know. And after we recorded it, they played it back, and the engineer kept saying, you know, there's something strange about you singing country and western songs. And I said, I know what the problem is. I know what the problem is. It's country and eastern.
Wind Beneath My Wings was not a hit for Kamal, but it would soon be for another Australian performer. Thanks to Melbourne record company boss John McDonald, who heard a demo of it while travelling in France in 1982. Colleen Hewitt made it a hit 5 years before Bette Midler.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
You might not know the name, but John McDonald is a big story in Australian music. He owned the Disc record shop in Melbourne, where future rock stars went after school in the 60s to hear hard-to-get music. Later, John started the Sparmac record company, and it had hits right from the start, including...
Cause things can get you down, and you'll know when you're talking to the Lord, to the Lord. The world will look better than before.
Rick Springfield's very first record, Speak to the Sky, and
the golden miles before me, the black tracks of my shoes behind me, leaving things I've waited for this day.
thoughts of my home. With many I was lonely, and now with a dream in my mind, I am searching for love.
Aussie prog rock legends Healing Force, another hit for Sparmac. In the early 70s, the label had signed many rising stars, and John McDonald went on to be a major figure in Australian music. He died during the summer holidays. He was 88. Who was it that had the first big Sparmac Records hit?
Turn around once and we'll do the eagle run.
Yes, that one. It's been in everything from the Wiggles to Wolf Creek. It's been on a postage stamp. One of our biggest hits. In 1971, Daddy Cool had been playing it at dances. The reaction told him it had to be a record, and a young Ross Wilson knew exactly where to take it.
I knew John McDonald, who ran the disc store, because I used to go in there and buy all my import records. Yeah. So he kind of knew what was going on around the scene from who would be buying records in his store, you know. And he'd started a label called Sparmac with right. Ken Sparks. So it was Ken Sparks, John McDonald, Sparmac. Right. And Robbie Porter turned up on the scene, who used to be Rob E.G., but he'd been living in the States. John McDonald said to him, you've got to come see this band, you know. It's this guy I've been hanging around for years and he's sort of got this band happening and it's really good. So they turned up at the town hall where we're, Melbourne Town Hall, where we're headlining, and this is no joke, people were actually hanging off the balcony. I remember thinking, oh, that guy's going to get hurt, you know. Someone's got to look, this is fully back up and all that. And they did big conga lines out into the street, into Swanston Street, back up the stairs and in again, you know.